Hey everybody, how's it going? My name is Jordan and welcome back to the sixth episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. Very excited to be here today. Everything is going good. I'm excited for some announcements coming soon that won't be in this podcast, unfortunately. We had to push back a couple of days because what we're doing is pretty fancy and it's all new to us, the type of editing and whatnot in-game that we're trying to do for this announcement. So we're going to wait till next week for the fancy announcement, nitty-gritty, juicy details to be on the podcast. But you don't need to wait a week in order to see what the announcement is, because starting in, I think, a couple of days, might even be tomorrow by the time you guys are actually listening to this, the announcement will be out on Twitter, on YouTube, on TikTok. You can follow all those at Cryze Gaming. That's where all the details are going to be. And then next week on the Lucky Dip Podcast, we are going to actually have a guest on who is a part of this announcement, and we are going to chat all things about the announcement, about the person. I don't want to give too much away. I'm not going to say anything else about that because I'm just going to end up saying something that I'm not supposed to. Yes, so this week it's just going to be me on the pod again. And for those of you who are new, let me just explain a little bit about what the Lucky Dip Podcast is all about. So, of course, my name is Jordan. As mentioned before, I'm a co-founder of a Canadian esports organization called Cryze Gaming, where we are going to hopefully be competing soon, and where we also create some content on TikTok, on YouTube, and we also post lots of tweets and whatnot. So that's kind of a little bit about me. I just graduated with a degree in communications for broadcast media studies. So I've been doing that for a while. I used to work at a radio station, did an internship at the film festival for doing some marketing stuff. And, you know, the reason that I kind of started this organization, why I'm the co-founder for it, is because in January of 2021, we had the opportunity to join a Launchpad Accelerator class. So for 3-4 months, we basically just worked on it and worked on building a business, doing research. We had other, you know, business people in the podcast, or not in the podcast, sorry, in the class. And they all have their own ventures and whatnot too. So, I mean, down the line, I might have some of them on as well, because this podcast is not just about gaming or about myself. It's also about the people I want to have on and talk. And we can talk business, we can talk stories, everything like that. So that's what this podcast is a little bit about. Of course, there is, you know, usually a focus on gaming, on esports, just because that is kind of what I'm doing. So I like to have podcasts about that. And also, since it is a startup and whatnot, when I'm listening to podcasts, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, I like to try to find podcasts where they talk about how they did stuff, or, you know, how to do things, or the stories about the roadmap in a sense of building a business and whatnot. So some of that is kind of hard to find in the esports realm. So that's where I'm trying to be one of those podcasts that tells you guys exactly how we're doing stuff, what's going on, giving you updates, telling you about the good highs that we have, the how everything's kind of working, and then the lows when things aren't working maybe, and where we learn from our mistakes. So that's kind of what this podcast is about. Sorry I went on a little tangent there to kind of explain that, but I just want to make sure that y'all know what is in store and what's going to be coming next week and what this podcast is actually about. Now today, we're going to be talking about a few things relating to having a startup. It's going to be more about me kind of just talking about what I do and kind of what a normal day is like, and then also a little bit about the struggles, because obviously it's great to just talk about how exciting everything is, and I could talk about that for hours, but it's also important to kind of talk about the roadblocks in a sense. And, you know, if you don't talk about the roadblocks, you'll never be able to get around them or anything like that, or build up on them and learn from your mistakes. And these aren't necessarily mistakes, it's just kind of hardships at the beginning, because, you know, not everything is super easy when you're starting something up. And I'll get to that a little bit later. But first, we're going to talk about what a typical day is like for myself as a co-founder of Cryze Gaming, co-founder of a startup in the esports world. So, as I mentioned a little earlier to this, is I am the co-founder of Cryze Gaming, and we create content, and we'll hopefully soon have a team that's going to be competing in some leagues and some tournaments and all of that as well. So a typical day is never, I guess there isn't really a typical day, if that makes sense, because it's not like every single day you do the exact same thing for the same amount of time and that's that, and it's the same tasks. Since it's a startup and it's just Alex, our other co-founder, and myself who are building this thing, we do a little bit of everything. So down the line, of course, when you're a co-founder, it doesn't necessarily always mean that you have to be the person who does everything once the business gets built. You could be the co-founder and the CEO, you could be the co-founder and just work in some other department and have some other people who have maybe more business skills or leadership skills in whatever area it is kind of take over those responsibilities for you. And you were still one of the co-founders, so you still have equity in the company and whatnot, but you kind of let somebody else take the reins, if you will. I'm not saying that's happening. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but it's just interesting because right now we have to do everything, but down the line, obviously, we can kind of pick and choose what we'd prefer to do in regards to, like, there's content, there's more management stuff, there could be other business opportunities too that don't even really relate to gaming, but kind of help pay for gaming, if that makes any sense, pay for the esports teams. That could be like media company, that could be doing just a wide variety of things, and we haven't even figured that out yet. I'm jumping the gun a little bit here talking about all that stuff because we're not even at that point. So let's rewind, Jordan. Let's go back a little bit and say what a typical day is, even though there is no typical day. So every day, I guess every evening, I should say, I go to bed probably around like 1 or so, and then I wake up at like 9:30 every single day. Just because I like to have a bit of routine. I like staying up a little bit late and I like sleeping in a bit. You know, I hate when I have to wake up early. I hate when I had to go to school and go to 8:30 a.m. lectures. That's not about what I like to do. We're on gamer hours here, folks. So we can stay up a little bit later and sleep in a bit. And that's the kind of schedule that I like to keep. So that's not really related to the company, but I just wanted to say that, like, the nice part about having a startup is you can kind of start and end your day, in a sense, when you want to. And I should also make clear that it's not like I sit here for like 8 hours straight, like at my desk doing stuff. Sometimes I'll work for an hour, then I'll have to wait for a bit for something else to be done. Then I'll work again for half an hour, then I'll have some meetings. And then all of a sudden at like 10 o'clock, I'm answering questions and helping out when I can. So it's kind of like a little bit jumbled. Some days we have planned out a little bit more. Some days are busier than others. And sometimes you don't have much to do because you're like waiting for a certain deadline, but your stuff might already be done. So I'll get into that in a second. So typically what I will do, let's just say a typical day, although I know I said like 3 times that there is no typical day, but usually when I wake up, and this is just, I'll just do like work-related stuff. I'll go on all of our social medias. I'll go on Twitter, like a few tweets. Usually if we don't have anything going on, we won't tweet. So there might be a few days where it's like a little dry on our timeline. But if there's anything on Twitter that we can like reply to, or make a comment on, or retweet, we'll do that. But even just simply liking tweets so we're staying active and whatnot is always beneficial. But I realize that I don't want to be spammy. I don't want to be like tweeting nonsense when like there's nothing happening. So we're kind of waiting for stuff to happen in order to tweet about it, either events or announcements, which will be coming out very soon, or games, just, you know, new videos, things like that. So for the main part, I'll just scroll through the timeline and like some tweets, reply to some things, and if anything is going on, I'll make a tweet, put a little video in there, put a picture in there, whatever the case may be. So I'll do that for a little bit, then sometimes I'll go on TikTok, and I'll just see if we have any new engagements or anything, take a look how our videos are doing. I don't usually scroll through TikTok, just because, like, they're all gaming videos, which is fine, but, like, you know, I have other things to do besides, like, TikToks. And if I were to go on TikToks, I'd just go my own personal TikTok because I like that feed, if that makes sense, a For You page. I don't need to see gaming stuff. I see it all the time. So that's what I'll usually do. I'll go on LinkedIn, see how our page is doing, and I'll just go on my own personal page just to kind of see what's going on. Again, get some engagements going, and on LinkedIn we'll make any announcements if we have to. Sometimes I go on eFuse. Not usually. I used to like them a lot more, and I just kind of feel like it's just not quite at the point where I want it to be in order to use it, if that makes sense. If you don't know what eFuse is, it's like, it's kind of like a social platform just for gamers. They kind of brand it as like being LinkedIn for gamers, and it kind of is, but it also, like, there's certain things on it, like, you can't really, like, find comments that you've, like, you can't see posts that you've commented on to, like, reply on, if that makes sense, like, when you click it. Some stuff's still glitchy. They're still in the startup phase, so I get it. But it's just kind of inconsistent, if that makes sense. Sometimes you'll post something and, like, literally zero people will see it because you can see how many people see your post. And then sometimes I'll post something dumb and I'll get, like, 300, 400 people seeing it. I'm like, how does that make any sense? The algorithm's a little weird to me. And just a funny example about that is, usually what I would post is when we have a new video or if we're looking for, you know, opportunities or anything, right? Like on Cryus, because we have a Cryus page, I'll also post it on my personal page, get like barely any views. So then when I was like looking at the timeline or whatever their thing's called, pretty much everything was either just self-promotion or like motivational things. So like I remember one time I just posted good morning gamers, time to grind, and put like a little gif of something in it, and that got like, that's my most viewed post, most hyped up post. I'm like, okay, well I did that just to see if that would work, and it did, but I don't want to keep posting that crap. So you know, that's a little off topic, but sometimes I go on eFuse. Another thing that we'll usually do is I'll check YouTube. Now that we have a couple of videos up at Christ Gaming, I will just kind of look at analytics, and since we're just starting out, it's really easy to see everything, if that makes sense, because when you've had a YouTube channel for a few years, like my personal YouTube channel, I've had since like 2013 or 2012, I can't even remember, it gets jumbled a little bit. You have some videos that just pop off and it kind of skews the analytics, or I have such a variety of videos on there that doesn't even really make sense in any way. So when we have a gaming channel about, you know, our organization, and we can kind of constantly see our demographics, we can see where people are coming from, we can see how long they stay for the video, what parts they like, it's very easy to start adapting our content now to kind of fit that and to make everybody happy. So that's kind of what I'll do, a look at analytics and just see how everything's going on that end. That's kind of it for social media for the most part. If we haven't posted a TikTok in a few days, usually I'll like edit a TikTok, and those TikToks are usually just old stream clips or funny clips, or you know, sometimes they're TikTok trends. They sometimes relate to Rocket League. There'll be lots of Call of Duty on there, Grand Theft Auto, whatever I can kind of find that's funny. Just because TikTok is nice, since you can have like a messier For You page, or sorry, not a messier For You page, you can have a messier profile, because the odds are people don't usually follow you and like look at every single one of your TikToks, so they don't expect like, you know, the same video every single time. You can kind of post a wide variety and it'll pop up on somebody's For You page and they'll kind of like it and then keep scrolling, right? People don't usually click and watch every single video and are like, how come they're not all like this? So it's nice, you can get a little creative, put some memes in there, be a little funny, and just kind of goof around, which is why I like TikTok. So it just kind of hypes up our stuff. And then we'll also use it for announcements and whatnot. Same with Twitter. When things are happening or a YouTube video is posted, then we'll kind of post a smaller clip on Twitter and TikTok to filter people over to YouTube, which is kind of nice to do. So we'll use those platforms in that way as well. So that's usually what I do. Every morning, just about, or in the afternoon, Alex and I have a meeting, and depending what we have to do that day, we'll talk about what we have going on. So usually at the beginning of the week, we have a meeting and we create a to-do list for the whole week, like a weekly to-do list. And that's just kind of where we think, okay, so for this week, what do we have to do? What do we want to do? And then kind of break it down. And then every morning, usually it's every morning, but sometimes, like I said, every afternoon, we'll kind of just chat about how everything's going, give any updates, add anything to the to-do list. If anything else pops up, we'll kind of just chat about it. And then at least once or twice a week, we'll meet with a few other people as well, just to go over things. And I will obviously say who these people are in our future podcast, but I don't want to spoil anything right now or like what the conversations are about, because I would obviously, you know, spoil everything. But we do have weekly, or you know, a few times throughout the week with a few other people too, again, to go over stuff, and those are usually later at night, in the evenings typically. And yeah, then we'll kind of just do work. So I mean, let's just go back, it's Wednesday today. So far this week, I've done all that social media stuff. Like I said, I think I actually posted a tweet. We have, if you check our Twitter, actually, we have some cool custom Christ Gaming skins for Rocket League. Like our logo is the decal. And yeah, it's like customized, the whole car. So that's kind of cool. So we have photos of that. So we were kind of working with a designer to get that ready. And then he posted that. So then we, you know, retweeted it and did all that just so people can kind of see it, and teasing the announcement coming out. So that's what this week has been a lot of, is just planning for the announcement. So for me, I've been looking through like, hours of Twitch clips to find clips. I've been recording some stuff myself, planning an entire video, planning tweets, planning photos to go on Twitter for the announcement. So basically this whole entire week has been preparation and execution. So last week was all planning, like how do we wanna do this? How is this announcement going to work? And I'll go into more details once we do announce this, like kind of how we did it. But for right now, I'll just keep things a little vague. So we just went in and figured out how do we want to do this. Started planning a little bit here and there. And then usually since like I said, Alex and I broadcast or graduated with broadcasting degrees in communications, we know how to make scripts and all that, so we keep everything organized on a Google Drive, and we go through, and I just made a whole bunch of mock tweets so that we can just copy and paste those. I have hashtags that we want to use. I have people I want to tag, and then I also went through and created some images with like for the announcement, which we can post on Twitter as well, like after the announcement's out. And then, like I said, we went in and created a huge doc talking about the actual YouTube video, and then the other shorter videos that are going to go on TikTok, that are going to go on Twitter, and just literally planning it out, saying, okay, this clip's going to go here, here's what's going to happen here, the video component's going to be this, the audio's going to be this, here's the script for, because Alex and I in the YouTube video are going to kind of break down the announcement a little bit more, since YouTube's longer form. So doing that, saying exactly how we're going to say things, and then yesterday I recorded all of my parts, edited my stuff so I can put it into the Google Drive, and then Alex, he is filming like this really cool segment that's going to be on our socials, and it's really technically difficult because we're new to a lot of this stuff regarding the game and how to edit through plugins and whatnot. So he's working on that. That's what his whole entire week has been, basically, is editing. So I did all the planning, he's doing all the editing. And so I gave him all my stuff so he can put it on the timeline, get it together. And then I can just know what this week's going to be. So later today, we're going to have another meeting, go over stuff, hopefully go over some rough drafts, and then finish up the edit. And then once we actually do post, what we always do is we hop on a call. One of us will post on YouTube. One of us will make a tweet. One of us will make sure the thumbnails are in. One of us will post the TikTok. Like, as we're on the call, talking it over so we can keep organized, make sure we're not like overlapping, make sure that it's all... makes sense. And then in our Discord server, we make an announcement saying that the video is coming out, announcing what we're going to announce, and do all of that. So it's a lot of stuff. It usually takes an hour or so because, you know, just upload times, and then we have to make sure that we have all the proper tags in there, the proper description. But the nice part is that when you plan and you prepare, lots of that stuff's already ready. So we have on YouTube like settings where we already have some descriptions and some tags that already pop up. Then in every video when I'm planning it, I already write up a description and have links and everything that I want to have. So I just copy and paste that into the description on YouTube. So little things like that help out when you're just kind of doing that rush upload and rushing announcements, because obviously you want to sort of get everything out at the same time, because if somebody's on Twitter and they see, you know, a little video and they want to click the YouTube link to go watch the full video, we have to make sure the YouTube video is up. And if we want the YouTube video to get more views, we need to make sure that we're tweeting when it's out, we're putting stuff on TikTok when it's out, we're announcing in our Discord when it's out. So it's kind of like a little hectic, but those are always fun because it's sort of like all the work is done, all the preparation is done, the editing is done, everything is in its final form, and all we're doing is releasing it to the world. And that's very exciting, because then you get to see some views, you get to see what people are saying, and then you don't need to keep things a secret anymore. So that's a lot of fun. And typically, what we'll do is, I've been saying typically a lot, I just realized that, folks, that's funny. I'm gonna say it again. So typically, what we do is every single week we'll release a YouTube video. So that's where it's like, at the beginning of the week, is sort of planning out things, planning out videos. Maybe if it's some of it's scripted, we'll plan out some scripts, or at least just how we want the video to go. And then we record at the beginning of the week or the middle of the week. And we try to plan, if this makes sense, we try to plan like a week in advance almost. Like, we haven't posted our stuff this week, but we already know sort of what we want to do for next week. So therefore, it's in the back of our heads and we can kind of just do it. So it's like beginning of the week is planning and filming. Middle of the week is like recording and uploading. So we don't usually have too much time between once we're done the edit to when we upload it. It's usually either the day of or the day after, just because we don't need to sit on an edit. Like, our turnaround time or turnover time, I can't remember what the proper term is, can be pretty quick. And then it's basically on to the next. So that's what a week normally looks like for us, since we do have a strong emphasis on content because we're trying to build a fan base and we're trying to tell stories. We're trying to, you know, get people involved. So it takes up a little bit of time, right? Because if we weren't doing content, we could just focus on other things. But then again, that's our advantage as a business, is because that's what we know how to do. So we are doing that, right? So that's kind of the exciting part, but it also takes up a bit of time. And obviously, eventually it'd be nice to have like a content team who can like not necessarily come up with all the ideas, but who can film, who can edit, and, you know, do things like that. So I don't need to worry about that. Alex doesn't need to worry about that. And we can kind of focus on other parts of the business. Unless, that's why I brought this up earlier, unless one of us really wants to do the content, wants to be like head of content, then I could be, for example, if it was me, I could be head of content, or I could be the co-founder and head of content, for example, right? So I could be on the lead, I could figure out shows, podcasts, YouTube stuff, help with social media, do all that. I'd be like the person in charge of getting content out, and then I'd have a team underneath me who would like film and edit and do all that good stuff, and I'd be in the content and help plan it. That's again in the future, but I'm just saying that's kind of the cool part, is we can eventually shift what we do, but as of right now we do everything. So that's kind of what an average week looks like. It's lots of video stuff, it's lots of meetings, it's lots of, well, at the beginning, let me clarify too, at the beginning, like even a few weeks ago, no, let's go a couple months ago when we were kind of ending that class, a usual like week, an average week would be planning out our logos, trying to plan out all of our socials, creating social media, creating accounts for all these websites, creating a website for us, doing all of this branding, trying to figure out what our brand is going to be, trying to figure out what game we want to go into, doing a lot of research, talking to people. Like, we'd have so many meetings with people just to talk to them about esports. We would have so much like business stuff, trying to figure out, okay, like what's going to be our spin wheel. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's kind of like, what's the next thing on the wheel that's going to help it get turning, you know, from a business perspective. And then we also had to do some stuff with lawyers. We had to get incorporated as a business. We had to do so much little things that took us like a couple of months. So I do forget to say that, because now a usual week is like making content and having meetings, and like we actually have stuff out. We have a brand, we have logos, we have some cool stuff coming again soon. So like everything's kind of in motion now. But before that, it was basically, yeah, reaching out to people, planning things, doing nitty gritty content, or not content creation. It was like planning some content. How do we want to approach content? It was, how does our business want to look? What's our business model look like? Where do we think we can make some money from? How do we think we're going to make that money? Listening to a lot of podcasts to figure out how other people do it in the esports scene, and just literally getting our names out there, talking to people, watching tournaments, watching events, and playing the game. So Rocket League a while back was the game we decided on, and so we had to play it a bit, and that was kind of part of our work, was literally playing and practicing filming some videos and doing all that crazy stuff. So yeah, it's actually been, thinking about that now, it's actually kind of nuts to think that's what I used to do all the time, was like nitty gritty, like planning stuff out, not even sure if we're gonna have a team, not even sure if we're gonna get a coach, or like what to do first, or should we create like the server, should we do this or that. Like, it's just nuts to think like where we are now and like where we came from and how our days look so different now compared to what they were. So that's where I mean, when you're in a startup, you do everything, right? So we did all of that business stuff, we did all that lawyer stuff, and we're still going to be doing lawyer stuff too, because we have some new things that we're going to be working on. And now it's like we're focusing on content creation, like not planning, but actually planning and then executing and then uploading. So it's a lot of stuff, and thankfully Alex and I are both pretty good at the content stuff, and Alex also has a little bit more knowledge in business than I do. But we also have contacts we can always reach out to if we need any help. So that's kind of a bit about, that's all I kind of want to say about like what a day is usually like for me. And just kind of stress that it varies, and it's a lot of fun, but it's also sometimes stressful, because today, for example, I was going to have somebody on the podcast, but then we got to push back our announcement date because it's taking a bit longer. And then I didn't really have as much to do today because my stuff was already done, prepping, doing all of that, handing all the footage over, handing all the assets over. I made everything already. So today is a bit of a, I can't really do anything yet. It's like, hurry up and then wait. I think that's the saying, like, hurry up and wait. So it's like, I got everything done, and now I just have to wait until we have a meeting later to go over the stuff that I already did, you know, to go over the footage that I made so that it'll be edited, and then go over our plans for uploading. So that's kind of like what it is. That's why I decided, you know what, let's push back this guest until next week. And then today I'll fill up my day doing a bit of the podcast and just doing like a few other little things. So some days are super busy. Like, I can't remember which day of the week it was, but one of the days we like met in the morning, and then we did like a lot of work planning, prepping. And then we also had to play some Rocket League. I think we were scrimming, like literally Alex and I were, this might have been when we were doing the tournament a couple of weeks ago, I can't quite remember, but we were like really busy doing that. And then we also had another meeting with some other people in like later in the evening, like like pretty late, so then we had to do that. And then we met after that to go over that meeting. It was like a meeting to go over the meeting. So like I was probably sitting in my chair, and I think I was also editing a video at this time too for Cryus. So I was literally probably at my desk for the entire day. Like, I'd get up and take like half hour, hour breaks in between, but it was constant from around 10 in the morning till like 10 or 11 at night. So that was like a 12 hour day. Obviously, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sitting here for 12 hours, but it's like I would sit here, have a meeting, take a break, come back, plan, take a break, film, take a break, edit for a couple of hours, have another meeting, game a little bit, and then your day's kind of done. So some days are crazy like that, and some days like today are a little more chill, which is nice, but it's also kind of like you sort of sit here going, okay, well, what can I do to forward anything or to, you know, keep things moving? But sometimes you just can't. You just got to wait for a second till some things are ready, if you've done your stuff, and then get on with continuing it. Okay, that's all I want to talk about with that. I was going to kind of talk about adapting to online only, but like I don't really want to talk about COVID or anything that much anymore. Everybody's been doing online stuff for months now. The only thing I was going to mention about that was that it is tough because everybody is in a different place. Time zones are a little bit different, and it's just hard because our ultimate vision for Christ Gaming on the content side and stuff especially would be everybody's in the same place. We have a facility. The team can come in, practice, or the teams, rather, like we could have a few teams come in, they practice, and we all film content in person. The podcast would have a podcast studio. We could have guests on in person. We'd film everything. For YouTube videos, we'd all be in the same area in person. We'd have, you know, PCs and stuff to do content around not only like our players scrimming and whatnot, but also to create content for YouTube because we would have everything there. We could record stuff there, edit there. So that's kind of like the ultimate dream would be to have like an office space, like a cool place to do all of our work. But since everything's done at home, it makes it a little tough, mostly just for content because we're trying to figure out how do we film content, but being away from everybody, being away from each other and whatnot. So that's when we will just plan our videos beforehand, record our stuff individually, and then kind of just put it together or use Discord or something like that. So it's not ideal, but I mean, that's what you got to do when you have to adapt. And last week, I went on a huge tangent on the podcast about I just go now for it. I don't want to wait till everything's perfect. And this is the example of that. It's let's just get some content out. Let's start creating stuff and, hope that it works out and hope that we get some fans, build a bit of an audience, and just create some videos. And I will say already we do have a fan, and that is very, very cool. A little funny. No, I don't want to say what the story is yet. I don't want to spoil anything. But basically, we had this person who watched our YouTube videos, who joined our Discord server and has been watching some streams and everything, is very, very supportive. And turns out that he's the little brother of someone we actually went to school with. And this person didn't tell the brother that like we were doing anything with gaming. Like, they literally found us on their own. It's just funny that it turns out that they're related to somebody who we like graduated with. So that's kind of funny. That's not the full story. The full story can come out next week, perhaps. We'll see. But it's just cool that we already have somebody who saw our YouTube videos and likes all of our social media stuff now and is part of our server. And they're going to be one of our solid fans. They're one of our first fans. And we only have two videos out right now. So that's not bad in my books. That's pretty impressive. Okay, that's all I want to talk about regarding online and adapting. It's not so much adapting when we've been doing it for over a year, and ever since we've started this business, we've been online, so it's not really like, oh no, we were in person, now we're not. It's sort of like, okay, well, we've never been in person, so let's just kind of do what we know how to do, and, you know, we can say what we want things to be, but it's not that way right now, so let's just keep grinding, keep working things out, and just get started. Now, one thing I do want to talk about, since I did say that I want to talk about not necessarily some hardships, but I want to talk about the good and the struggles too. Not necessarily bads, but kind of the struggles. So having a startup is tough. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's very, very tough. So as I mentioned before, we started doing this in January. It's just about June now, so it's almost 6 months. Now, those first few months where we were still in school full time, and this was one of our classes, which was nice because it wasn't really something extra we had to do because it was one of our classes. You know what I mean? Like, we would go to class, and class was working on Christ Gaming. So that was nice. It gave us some time to work on it. But also, since we were in school and stuff, we couldn't work on it all the time. And we were busy with other projects and finals and assignments. So it was kind of tough to just focus on this. But again, having that class really, really helped. Now, those first few months, again, were mostly research. They were talking with all these business people, doing some pitches, practicing and winning a bit of money, which is obviously very, very exciting. But the toughest part about having a startup is there's no money. And since we aren't experienced in entrepreneurship necessarily, or, you know, we haven't had five other startups and we don't have degrees in business and all of that, this is all new to us. So even just figuring out how do we make money, even if the business doesn't make money, is it possible for us to still make money so we can do this? Or is it literally like nobody makes money for like a few years? And I think that's what the case is probably going to be. And, you know, if any of you listening to that who are in business might be like, this guy's stupid. He has a business, has a startup, and he doesn't know how any of this works. But that's what happens when you're an entrepreneur. To be honest with you, I do all this media stuff, but Alex and I have great ideas. So we go out, pursue it. And obviously we know what we're doing to the extent where we want some money, we want to pitch. So, hey, that's just my defense there is we're learning as we go, but we obviously have a little bit of credibility to us and we kind of are excited to do it. We're passionate. Passion doesn't get you money. I know that. So we're also trying to work to get money. But that is the hardest part because some people or in some other businesses, they might have investors backing them, right? So they can actually do stuff full time. And I guess I don't know if I was explaining this well, but the whole reason that I was bringing this up is because we graduated in April. So for the past month of May, we've only been doing, both of us, Alex and myself, been doing Crys Gaming full time, but we have not made any money, right? So it's not sustainable to continue doing this full time, making no money, because we have bills to pay, things to do. You can't just go through not making any money, okay? Now, if the business doesn't make money, that's one thing. But if we can't make any money, that's another thing, right? We know that the business might not make money for a while. There's barely any esports organizations, if any, who are actually profitable right now. But lots of them also burn through millions of dollars on probably unnecessary things. So it's tough because we're working with a couple thousand dollars for the business, right? So we don't get a cut of that personally. It's not like I take home, you know, a couple thousand dollars. It's like this is all for the business, so we don't have to spend our own money, which is very nice. Because if we didn't win that pitch, we wouldn't be able to do half the things we are doing now, or we would have had to spend our own money, which is not good because we're not making any money. So at the beginning of the year, we're going through school, so we're not working because we're focusing on school, focusing on the business. Then we gave ourselves a month or two after school, which is May and a little bit into June, to just do Crys full-time, see what we can do, really grind, put all our effort into it, and just see what happens. But of course, things don't happen that fast. And, you know, I'm not stupid. We're not stupid. We know it's going to take a little while to build up to the point where we actually, you know, are profitable, or at least where we can make some money or hire some people, you know, become an actual business. So, you know, it's fun doing it for a couple of months, but it just sucks because there's no money. And I think the reason that I was bringing up investors and whatnot is because I was listening to this other podcast. It's from a couple years ago. I don't know if they're still around, but they were like a statistics and analytics site. And for esports, and they would do so many investing in like seeding rounds and all of that, and it doesn't mean that they necessarily made money, or like the company might not have really made money, but they had enough backing where they could do this full time and kind of build stuff. But with us, especially up in Canada, and where esports orgs aren't, you know, as or I guess they are new, they aren't as established. And even in the States, none of them are really established enough to where everybody knows exactly how to make money and how to turn all of the viewers that esports has into profit. Just like traditional sports does that really well, where they might have a declining audience now, where they have a steady market, but they also really, really profit on anything. That's why they're all really rich and why they're very, very well established. So esports has a really promising future, but it's so new for everybody that we don't quite know the best way, the recipe for turning eyeballs into profit and how to sustain that and how much everything's worth in order, like for orgs and stuff. We don't know how much all of them are worth because it's been too new. And there's, you know, people who don't want to buy yet because they don't know what it's going to be. And they don't know if it's going to be worth it. They don't know if they're going to make their money back. And the reason I'm going on this little tangent is just to kind of explain that it's really fun doing esports because obviously we like video games and we like the community. We've been gaming for a long time. So like, this is what we want to do, but it's also a little scary because of that money factor, where it's not like we're doing a normal startup. Not that there is a normal startup, but let's just say we're not doing like a landscaping business where we can kind of go out and say, here's how we're going to make money. If we get this many customers, we can do this. We're going to make all of our money from here. We're going to put this into advertising, blah, 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 right? this is what we need for equipment. It's like for us, it's like, I don't really know what we're going to need yet. I also don't know how we're really going to make money. Mostly it's going to be through sponsorships, but I don't know how to get those because we don't have an audience yet. I don't know how long that's going to take till we build an audience where a sponsor or a brand might want to work with us. There's a lot of unknowns. So that's the stressful part. Even for entering leagues and tournaments, right? We don't make that much money from that. You know, there might be some stuff in place where we're like, hey, we'll take 10% of earnings if they're over this because we paid for entry fees and we helped organize everything, let's just say, but that might only be a few hundred dollars. Even if it's a couple thousand dollars, that's in the grand scheme of things, that's not very much money. So that's why when we won a few thousand dollars, oh, that's great. It's awesome because we don't need to spend our own money and we can do stuff. But it's, you realize very quickly how little money that is, right? Because if we had more money, we'd buy new camera equipment, we'd buy new editing software or pay for subscriptions for it. We would have like all this cool stuff. And it's not necessarily like that's a necessity, but it would make things look a lot better. It would make things a little cleaner and all of that. So it's tough trying to balance like what do we need and what do we think that we need, right? To kind of build this company. And I guess the toughest part about this is it's like there's only so much longer that both of us can actually do this full time. And we know we're not going to like make any money. So we're just trying to build a really, really strong foundation so we can get other full-time jobs for the next year or two until hopefully we can actually make some money from Cryos and take this full-time. So that would be the ultimate goal. But I just wanted to bring that up to kind of tell you that it's not all easy and it's lots of times not. The reality is you can't just do it full-time because there's not money involved. So that's kind of like hard to say because it's and kind of tough to hear in a sense because you want to just do this full time. You just want to make some money. You want to do this as your career. And it's just hard when you're building it yourself. And for us, at least in Canada, there's not really many options to go work for a different org or even work in esports. I've applied to like 10, 15 jobs in esports. I've not even gotten a single call back and I couldn't do half of them anyways because they're in the States and they probably don't want to pay for my visa or anything to go down there to work because they have so many people who can just do it who live in the States. So that's where like it just sucks trying to go into esports because there's not much for us to go work for existing places and it's hard building it yourself. It's fun, but it's hard. So the reality is you're probably going to have to take it part-time and work another job so you can actually pay for things and pay the bills and survive. And then sort of build this up on your own time until it gets to the point where you're like, okay, this is growing or this is a great opportunity. We can actually like take this or, oh, we won this pitch. We actually have a decent amount of money now that we can actually grind and put towards the company. And we can take a bit of a cut from this one. So we don't need to work our part-time jobs or our full-time jobs or things like that. So that's kind of the tough balance is we gave ourselves a couple months after graduating to say, hey, let's work on this full-time. Knew we weren't going to make much money, and now it's kind of getting close to the point where it's not like a defeat, but it's also like feels a little defeating because it's like, oh, I've done this for like so long. Like, I like the way that things are going. It's just, I'm not getting paid. If I was getting paid for this, I would do this forever because I love it. I like making my own schedule. I like working on my own. I like being like my own boss in a sense, but when you're not getting paid, it's not sustainable. You just can't do it. So the hard part's going to be when I have to go out, get another job that I might not really even want to do, but I just have to do to make some money and then keep the dream alive for Cryos, keep working on it at part-time. And it's going to be quite hectic and busy because the amount of stuff that we do now is pretty much like a full-time job, as I explained. So having a full-time job and doing this part-time is going to be very hectic, but I'm really, really hoping that it pays off. And I don't mind doing a lot of work, especially when it's something that I'm interested in and something that I like doing. So I'm not really nervous about that necessarily, but I'm just like, kind of hoping that I don't just fall into the routine of working whatever job I am and just kind of give up on Cryos. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fall victim to being, I don't know how to word it, like comfortable and not pursue this because I'm comfortable. I think a perfect example of that is from Hex, from Optic, is he was making a lot of money working in, finances or something like that. That really, before the financial crisis of 2008, so he was comfortable, he's making decent money, and he was grinding at that, right, because he just wanted to make some money so he could buy stuff and, you know, go on vacation when he could. So he did that, and then once the financial crisis hit in 2008, he had nothing, lost everything, and that's what inspired him to build optic, basically, because, you know, the reason I bring it up, sorry, I'm terrible explaining sometimes, is that I heard on his podcast that he said if it wasn't for that financial crisis and whatnot, he would never have built Optic because he would have just stayed comfortable in that lifestyle he built, because he would just grind, get as much done, make as much money as he could working his job, and then just reap the benefits of that, you know? So if he didn't have that hardship, he wouldn't have tried to find a new way to make money and wouldn't have built Optic and followed his passion. So for me, it's kind of that same thing. It's like, I know that I'm going to have to get another job, but I'm hoping that I don't just fall victim to being comfortable with that lifestyle or comfortable with the 9-to-5, because I've never wanted to 9-to-5. I've literally never wanted to. Even jobs that I've worked, when I worked at the radio station, like, my shifts would sometimes be like, you know, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., or I'd be at concerts, or I'd be here and there. Like, I was never 9 in the morning till 5 p.m., and that's that, right? It was always, I like doing stuff that's not on that rigorous schedule, that it's just mind-numbing to me. I just could not do that, and that's why I like to do a startup, and that's why I want to do it. But it's like, I think I'm gonna have to, you know, bite the bullet and do the 9-to-5 for a little bit until we can make enough to keep working on Cryos and all that. So, you know, I'll keep doing the podcast, obviously, and we're gonna keep building it, and that hasn't happened yet. I mean, I don't even have a job. I've been applying and stuff, but no callbacks. I haven't got a single email, no calls, nothing of the sort, which kind of sucks, but I guess everybody's looking for jobs, and that's where I'm like, well, I'll just keep building Cryos in the meantime then. So I'm not in a huge rush, but I also do kind of have to do that. So that's about all I wanted to say, and, you know, I just want to be honest with everybody too, that's sometimes what happens when you're in a startup, is you just gotta work around it until it makes money and find ways to make money. So eventually, once we do figure out more ways to make money through Cryos and with esports and with gaming and all of that good stuff, then on the podcast, I will tell you guys how we did it. So anybody out there who wants to have a startup or is looking to get into the space will know, okay, here's how they did this, here's how they did that. But I'm not at that point yet. So I'm just at the point of being honest with you guys, and we're going to figure it out as we go. And, yeah, I really, really want to get to the spot, though, where, you know, everything is successful, everything is going good, and then I can hop on here and I can help all of you guys out there and talk about what I did and how we did it. That would be the ultimate goal, because I really like helping people, I like telling stories, and I clearly like talking, as you can probably tell. So, yeah, that'll be the day. That'll be the good day when that all happens. But as for now, as for today, I think that's going to wrap up the podcast. It's not like a bad ending. It's not a gloomy ending. It's not a sad ending. It's just reality. And that's where I want to be honest with everybody. And I don't want to be like, oh, everything's great. We're making content. We're doing this. We're doing that. Like, yes, we are doing that. But it's also, the reality is, oh my goodness, my dog is so loud. I apologize for that. The reality is that we're not making much money right now. So we're probably gonna have to find other jobs and take this part time until we start making money. But that's not to say there's not exciting things happening, because like I said, there's announcements coming this week. I'm gonna have someone cool on this podcast next week. We're gonna talk awesome stuff. I'm very, very excited, and don't take this as a negative. It is not. It's just reality. It's being honest, and hopefully we can look back at this and be like, oh yeah, he didn't fall into that, because he is successful and he is helping us all out. So that's all for me on the Lucky Dip podcast, episode number 6, I believe, which is quite impressive. And on episode 7, we should have a guest. I'm already planning it now. All right, everybody, have a great day, great morning, great evening, whenever you're listening to this. And I will see you next week. Keep an eye out for these announcements coming very, very soon. And I'll see you later. Bye.